Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Sports Radio 99 The Game. John Friggy with you on a Friday night. 404-726-0929. So my daughter, she's like a big muckety-muck with the Home Depot backyard. And so FIFA was, you know, they're hiring the people at the stadium to help them out with this World Cup thing. What is it, Club World Cup? And so Dom, she's escorting Messi around the stadium yesterday.
Oh, that's how cool is that?
Yeah, so I said to her, you know, in text, I said, did anybody by any chance get a pic? And she said, no. And then I was like, that's not what you want. You want his phone number. You know?
Yeah, man.
I know he's married, but you never know. I mean, you can be tired of it. You never know. I mean, you're not too young for him. No offense, son. Love you. You're not. I mean, and you're attractive and single. And hey, sparks fly. You never know.
Know what happens. Exactly.
Yeah, so forget the picture. Phone number. Phone number. Okay. Well, you know, how you doing? Yeah. Anyway, there are three things that all talk show hosts hate. Okay. There's a lot, but the three big ones at the top of the list, okay? Two are serious and one is semi-serious. So the first one, which is semi-serious, is no free food at remotes, at restaurants. Dude, we are there promoting the hell out of your place, telling people to come to your... You can spit $60 for food for me and the other guy and the engineer, okay? When you're not giving us free food... Because, and you go, wait, you guys are such that you want free food? Yeah, we're promoting how we don't work for free. Do you work for free? Yeah, we're promoting you. That just, it drives us bonkers. You know, it's like, really? You're going to make me pay for the I come in here and spend 3 or 4 hours promoting the hell out of your, and you what? Okay. But that's a minor point. There are two really big things, though, that drive us batty, 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 batty. Dom, number one is selective hearing.
Okay.
You know what that is, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. You choose what you want to hear. You choose parts of the argument or parts of what was said, and you're not listening to the whole thing. You selectively choose, you know, what you want to hear.
Yep. You hear part of it, not all of it, and you don't really understand it. I mean, this is what swampers do when they run into the police. They only hear part. They don't understand it, you know, and that's what happens. So anyway, selective hearing is you're not hearing the whole thing. You're only hearing what you want to hear, and you want to pick apart what you want to hear, and we end up saying, yeah, okay, and we have to explain ourselves. Selective hearing, it happens. We just there's nothing we could do about it. People are going to selectively hear. I selectively hear. I'm married. Of course I selectively hear. My wife, you think I hear it? I pick apart the bite. She says something and I'll pick the one thing that I need to hear, you know, and the rest of it is like, okay. Did you hear what I heard this. Yeah, but I said this and that. Okay, but I heard this.
Yeah, I heard when you said dinner was going to be ready at 7. I didn't hear when you said I needed to do the dishes afterwards.
Right, you know, you have selective hearing? Yes, I'm married. So it happens. And then the other big one is what is known in the business as, air quotes, "but you said," which drives us insane. It drives Carl insane, Mike Bell insane, Turtle insane, makes Andy and Randy, they get angry, makes Abe, well, Abe hates everything, but Abe still gets angry, and Bo gets angry, you know, and then Squid violated the bro code. Ah, Squid, you violated the bro code. See, what happens in the locker room in the station stays in the locker room in the station, unless you go public with it. Now, Squid, I'm not mad at you. I'm just talking about you on the radio. I'm not mad, brother, okay? And the reason I'm not violating the bro code is you quote tweeted me. By the way, is it a quote tweet or a quote post or a repost, whatever the hell we call it? Can you go back to Twitter, Elon? Anyway, since you did it on your X Twitter, you put it out there in public. I'm just reading it, okay? So I put out a post, okay, that said, it was congratulating. I was kind of digging at the Mets fans, like, you know, yo, Mets fans, where are you? Hey, I'm not hearing any Mets fans after that series, kind of pumping up the fact that you just swept the Mets. And Bo quote tweeted it, and he said, wait, weren't you the one calling to blow up the team a few days ago? And the answer to that is, yeah, I was. But, dude, you, Bo, I love you. You can't really say that. You worry about what you say. Don't be calling me out. I don't call you out. Well, I am now, because only because you can. Right? Don't do that. That's a bro code. No. You let me have my thing. I let you have your thing. We're all good. Somebody else out there wants to do it. Why are you getting in my grill? Anyway, so Bo said, wait, weren't you calling to blow the team up a few days ago? So now, this is a violation of both 2 and 3, because there's selective hearing involved. Because, yes, I said, yes, I did. I said blow up the team. But I also said clearly, and this is the selective hearing part, that if they are dead by the end of this 13-game stretch, which they are 3 games in, then maybe we ought to consider blowing up the team. You see, when you say, and this isn't, and I, by the way, I have great respect for Bo Morgan. I'm just giving him a wrapped crap. And I'm using him as an example here, okay? When you come at a talk show host, when you come at me, which is fine, by the way, we're fair game, and I'm a big boy. I've been doing this 46 damn years. I mean, you can't really, my skin pretty thick. Dude, you come at me all you want. You guns blazing. Well, not real guns. Dom, not real guns, okay? Okay.
Yeah, make please, sure. Please.
Yeah, okay, in this day and age. Anyway, you come at me, it's fine. You know, even though my rules are pretty simple on the show, we can disagree without being disagreeable, and don't be a Richard, all right? But some people are. They're disagreeable, and some people are named Richard. And if your name is Richard, I'm sorry. My name's John. It's you know, that's a toilet. So anyway, so if I said, look, if they're dead at the end of the 13 games, but Bo didn't wait. He said, wait, you said there were, Bo, I said 13 games, okay? I said, if they're dead at the end of this 13-game stretch, this critical 13-game stretch where you're playing the Mets 7 times, you're playing the Phillies 3 times, you're playing 3 against the Marlins, all 13 games in the division, if you come out the backside of that Phillies series and you're 14 or 15 games out of first place, I'm starting to think about seriously being sellers, which, by the way, so that you all understand, I stand by, because we got teenager Didier Fuentes starting in Miami tonight. Who the hell knows how that's going to go? I hope it goes great. I hope tomorrow when I'm on noon to four, we're going, wow, it's like Fernando Mania. I mean, it'd be great. Mark Fidrich of the Bird. I mean, you have to be a little bit older to understand that, but it could turn into David Clyde. Now you have to be really old to understand how it could turn into David Clyde, or who even David Clyde is. Look him up. He was 16 when he pitched in a major. 16. He pitched for the Rangers in a major league game. He was a high school superstar, and they signed him at 16. Even they put him in. It's like, that didn't work out so well. So it's not dead. They could collapse again. I don't want them to. No, see, I'm not rooting for that. I want them to go on a run. I want them to get so scorching, stinking hot. I want Pedfar to get in the lineup and for him to do things. Try and keep Verdugo healthy because I don't need kids of the whole playoff thing with Pedfar. That's a different story. I want Alex Anthopoulos to do his thing, get another starter. Who knows? Maybe he struck literal gold in Didier Fuentes or whatever, and then he goes out and he gets some help in the bullpen. And Matt Olson, who's really actually one of the things not talked about, we know Chris Sale is pitching like a Cy Young pitcher. We know that Acuna has been as good as anybody over since he came back. He's been as good or better than any player in Major League Baseball in the games that he's played since he came back. It's really amazing how great this guy is. And that's the selective hearing that Gage heard. He said, you said that Ronald Acuna Jr. is better than Shohei and Judge. And we can have that debate. I think you can put him in the debate. We can have a debate as to whether or not he's better than Shohei and Judge. Yes, I can debate that. He's that good. He's at least in that discussion. Now, Mike Trout's healthy too, but he's in that discussion of the best player in the game. Dude went 40-70 when he was healthy. He's a freak show of a player. I mean, he's great. He's not good. He's great. If he stays, I'm going to knock on some wood here. Ronald Acuna Jr. stays healthy. He's going to Cooperstown, guy. Not as a guest, as an honored guest. One that gets a jacket, okay? He going to Cooperstown. He's a great player. But it's going to be, he's got to stay healthy for 7, 8, 9, 10 years, and then we'll be talking, right? But he is, the sky, it's still, sky's the limit for this guy. Because you watch him play and do what he's doing, and you think, okay, that's not ceiling yet, okay? There's more. That's how great this guy is. And by the way, Matt Olson's been pretty hot, too. So anyway, back to this. I want the Braves to scorch the Marlins in Miami, okay? I want them to go to New York and just beat the whale tar out of the MASS, to the point where they're chanting about the point guard of the Atlanta Hawks again because they got nothing else. Because they are a fail of an organization that hasn't won a World Series. You have to be, how old are you, Dom?
I am 28.
Oh, dude. How old's your dad?
Ooh, my dad is, I'm 28. I want to say my dad's 50 or just turned 50, 49, 50, something like that.
Does your dad might not remember when the Mets last won the World Series. He'd be right on the edge. He would have been like 8. He might. The first World Series I remember, I was 8. How long ago was that, John? That was Bob Gibson and the Cardinals against Danny McClain and the Tigers. That was 1968. That's neither here nor there, but I do remember that World Series because I was listening to it. Actually, that World Series was largely on the radio. I know, because they played the games during the day, wasn't on TV. Well, it was on in Detroit and St. Louis. No, we were on vacation in Detroit during the World Series, and my family in Detroit was, outside of Detroit, a town called Novi, and we had to gather around the radio because it wasn't on TV in Detroit, which is playing in the World Series. Okay, so anyway, that's neither here nor there. It's that you'd have to be near 50 years old to remember the last time the MESS won a World Series. Now they've been. A few years back, they choked one. But they haven't won one since Ray Knight jumped on top of the plate. Bill Buckner, the ball going under the Bill Buckner. Yeah, that was 45 years ago. 40 years ago. 40 years ago. Man. So I do. So we're clear here, Bo. Yeah, I was the one. Yeah, I say blow up the team. If they collapse, I'll be saying it again. Just for the record here. But you said, when you're a talk show host, you say a lot of things because we are forced to react every single day. Ask Carl, ask Mike, ask Andy and Randy, ask Steak, ask anybody. Ask Mike, just ask Bo. You have to react on a daily basis. So when callers call in who don't have to react on a daily basis, well, what did you say? Well, I didn't react to it. Of course not. You haven't reacted to it. We've got to spend 4 hours every night reacting to it. So is there a lot of knee-jerk reaction that takes place? Yeah. Why? Because it's our job. Top of the hour, and then we'll get into all of it, too. Let's talk about hope. What kind of hope do you have for the Braves and the Falcons and the Hawks? Let's talk about hope. 404-726-0929. Do you have any hope? 404-726-0929. John Fricke on 92.9 The Game tonight.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
John Friggy with you on a Friday night. All right, let's go. You and me. Couple of ground rules again. 2 hours and change, 2.5 hours is just the two of us talking. Well, not two of us, but me and you and you and you and you. And you. All right, we're all just chatting. It's like a bar. You come up to the bar. We have a beer together. You pay because I'm too cheap. And we talk about sports. But if you want to just grab your beers and go back to the table and say, I'll listen at the table, you can. It's not really what I want. I want to talk to you about stuff. I want to know what kind of hope you have based on what you saw with the Braves and the Mets. What kind of hope? They're six back of the wild card. They're still about 400, 500. What kind of hope do you have? Are you getting your hopes up? Is that what you're doing? I'm just asking. We've got like almost 90 games to go. It's okay if you are, because I'm starting to. And I'm wondering if I'm setting myself up. What kind of hope do you have with the NBA draft is 5 nights away. It's on Wednesday night. So what kind of hope do you have that the new Hawks brass here is going to, you know, get with Quinn Snyder and they're going to do this right and they're going to get a couple of really good players in the draft at 13 and 22 and rebuild that bench? And Indiana's in game 7 after winning 50 games this year. Not 60, 50. The Hawks can get to 50 wins. What kind of hope do you have the Hawks can get to 50 wins and be a player next year? And if you're Falcon, look, I know I'm setting myself damned up with the Falcons because I look at this team and I always get a kick out. Have you seen their schedule? Their schedule's really tough. I'm like, yeah, okay. They got to play us too. They don't see Atlanta on the schedule and go, oh, that's a win. If they do, I got a rude awakening for them. Any fan out there in the NFL, if you're a Buffalo fan and you look at that and go, Atlanta, that's a win. Really? Well, we'll just see about that, won't we? Philadelphia said that when we saw the Falcons go in there last year, right? Yeah, all they did was win the Super Bowl. Who won that game? Washington Commanders thought, you know, Dan Quinn, I got the... Well, if we had a kicker with a dam, we would have won the game, too. Look, if you think the Falcons, if you have them chalked as an automatic dub, I think you might want to reconsider that just a little bit. You know, the Chiefs don't tackle Kyle Pitts in the end zone 5 feet before the ball gets there, and I'm just telling you. So, I do have my hopes up for the Falcons. I'm starting to grow with my hopes on the Braves that they are actually going to get hot and turn this around, because Acuna playing like Acuna, Sale pitching like Sale, and, you know, you're getting some other guys contributing on the mound. You're getting guys 15 strikeouts, 13 strikeouts. You know, you're getting some pretty good defense out there again. Ozzie Albies has shown there are signs of life. And Matt Olson's actually been fairly hot. I think he's got like the longest streak in baseball of getting on base or something like that, like 20 games in a row. So, I mean, it's not, look, you know, I mean, he's not 3,500 pace. I mean, it's not 55-125, but, you know, it's not awful. Let's talk to you about this. Are your hopes up for any of the teams here? And by the way, you always want to throw in college football, your hopes for, you know, I know that certain fans, because I got friends who are fans. I mentioned that, you know, Bo, Squid, Abe, they're Florida fans. I haven't talked to them about this, but I got another fan, a friend of mine who's a big Florida fan. He's got pretty big hopes. And maybe he should, but he's got pretty big hopes. Like, we're going to the playoff hopes. And, you know, that's, I'm like, okay. But you also got South Carolina's thinking that. Georgia thinking that, of course. Alabama, Auburn's thinking that. Tennessee's thinking that. Ole Miss is thinking that. Texas A&M's thinking that. Texas is thinking that. Oklahoma is thinking that. Hell, Missouri's thinking it. I'm just saying, it's the SEC. And not everybody going to make it. Josh is with us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Hey, Josh, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going there tonight, John?
Good, man.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I'm sitting here and about to crack a beer with you and talk some Atlanta sports.
Oh, see, you're killing me. You're killing me, Smalls. I don't get to drink beer in here. I'm not Mike Bell. No, I'm just kidding. That was a joke, okay? Because I don't drink beer, but which is true, by the way, I don't. And it's not, I'm not a teetotaler. You know why I don't drink beer? Josh, you know why I don't drink beer? It's going to be, I don't like it.
Well, that's understandable. It's not the greatest tasting.
Yeah, I'm not a beer fan.
It's acquired taste, so to speak.
Yeah, I drink. Trust me, I drink my share of grape juice. Okay, that's all I'll say.
Yeah, well, that sounds great.
A low of Merlot. Okay. Okay. Anyway.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely. That sounds like a good speed for an Italian restaurant, maybe there.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I'm down for the down for that. Yep.
So what are you thinking about the Falcons so far? In my opinion, I think we've made some really great moves. I actually, for the first time in I don't know how long, I can say I think I loved their draft. Jalen Walker, great. James Pierce Jr., I think we'll have to kind of see how he plays for the next year or so to see if it was worth giving up that first-round pick. But then after that, I think Xavier Watts was a huge steal from Notre Dame. I can see him almost being a day one starter as well next to Jesse Bates. And even Billy Bowman, I think he's probably going to be more of a special teams guy to start off with, maybe for the first two seasons, but I could easily see him move into a good nickel role on our defense and slowly solidify in that secondary.
I think he's going to play some at nickel, Billy Bowman. You know, what makes his draft even more intriguing is that Kobe Bryant, not that Kobe Bryant, the other Kobe Bryant, the defensive back from Kansas, two-time first-team All-Big 12, had a third-round grade, went undrafted. Nick Nash, wide receiver, San Jose State, led the nation in yards, receptions, and touchdowns, and went undrafted. Had a third-round grade on him, too. Yeah, this could turn out to be a draft that could be defined. Let's hope it is. And then let's hope on top of that that Terry Fontenot works some magic here and kind of reimagining some of the vets. In other words, Fuller is an upgrade over Simmons. Leonard Floyd is an upgrade over, you know, that at that spot over Lil Carter. I mean, so you're going to see, you know, that Jeff Ulbrich is right, that Ruka Rora, I don't know this. Squid is somebody I need to lean on a little bit because he knows more about the Falcons probably than anybody else. And, you know, but it's like I can almost see where Jeff Ulbrich was looking at the film, Josh, going, why is this Rook guy not playing? Because he would get into games and he would like blow up a play, and you're like, why is it Rook playing?
It seems like we wasted a little too much effort on Matthew Judon last year.
Well, in his defense, okay, Jimmy Lake had him dropping into coverage I mean, it's like his sack numbers are down. It's kind of hard to sack the quarterback when you're floating out on wheel routes and having to pick up crossing routes at the tight end, and that's your job. Then, you know, you don't rush the quarterback. It's kind of hard to sack him. Just saying.
True.
So
yeah, Matthew Judon is not a big cover guy. You know, when you look at his stats, he's always been a sack guy.
This is why you went out and got, again, this was the change of Nate Lammon to Divine Diablo, a very underrated change by Jeff Ulbrich. He went from a big kind of stalking, old school classic run middle linebacker kind of guy in Nate Lammon, who was very good against the run, but couldn't cover Josh, you or me out in the flat. He was 8 steps behind. Everybody was covering was wide open. To Divine Diablo, who is more of a big box safety, much more like what Jeff Ulbrich had in Deion Jones back in 2016, who can occasionally put it really fast. He's like Caden Ellis, put his hand in the dirt, bam, he's at the quarterback. But also, he can cover tight ends and wheel routes. He can do what Judon was asked to do, and he can do that.
Right, right. It's almost like the transition we had, I believe, somewhere around the 2015 season or so, when we went from to Deion Jones and moved on from Paul Warlow, who is, I believe, right up there with Lou Kuechly and leading the league in tackles.
Yeah, well, again, it's sometimes that's just because the guys in front of you aren't doing their jobs. But, you know, the other thing about this is you think about it just kind of in your brain. How many times, all right, Falcons fans out there, over the last 7 years where we haven't been to the playoffs, how many times have you said to yourself, wait, how come when I'm watching this game, our receivers go out and every catch they have to, like, it's contested. But their receivers go out and they're wide damn open. I mean,
Yeah.
Because we had nobody that could cover them. Because we were too slow.
Yes, I'm still a little worried about that, honestly, now, because our right behind AJ is still D. Alford. And he was kind of one of our issues last season. And yet we brought him back for a second chance.
Well, I mean, they like D, obviously, but he's not going to be required to start and play all that much. And, you know, his veteran presence on will help some of the younger guys. And we'll see again, what does Kobe Bryant bring to the table? They like Mike Hughes a lot. They made that clear. They signed him to a 3-year deal. I think they like Mike Ford. I mean, there's a lot to like in the secondary. I mean, you have 4 really good safeties. You have 2 frontline guys in Bates and Fuller who are, not only veterans, but Jesse Bates may be the best safety in the league. And then you have guys with a lot of potential because DeMarco Helms flashed before he got hurt last year, and then now you have Xavier Watts. So, I mean, there's a lot to like in the secondary for this team. Question is, can they get that push up the front here? Is Rook going to blow up into a guy? If Rook Aroro, nobody talks about Rook, but if Rook Aroro blows up into that A-gap guy who can stop the run and control, you know, take on two tacklers because they can't have him busting up the middle. If he turns into that guy, that's going to free up at least one or both of whoever happens to be the rush edges, you know, or a Morgan Fox to get one-on-one. That defense, I think the defense could actually be mid. I think it could be middle of the pack. And that's all I need it to be because I think the offense is top 5. See, I'm talking myself into it.
I agree. Hey, there you go, John. and your mention of Kobe Bryant is someone I actually forgot because I was quite impressed with him in college as well. I saw a couple games when he was with Kansas, and he was a really impressive player, kind of a ball hawk player.
Yeah, he was. I mean, and so it'll be interesting. Kobe's spelled C-O-B-E-E, but named after, but spelled different. I do appreciate it. Thanks, Josh. 404-726-0929 if you want to be part of the program. You know, I get my hopes up so much. I know. It's all my own damn fault. I mean, you know, I set myself up every time. It's like going on a blind date. Dom, you ever been on a blind date?
No, actually.
I went on one. And I was told that she was very, very pretty and very, very sweet. And guess what?
You and the other person didn't quite have the same taste?
She was very, very pretty.
Oh, okay.
And a real...
one of the mean girls.
I was like, after about 5 minutes, I went, I'm not going to last five more minutes with this woman.
Mm-hmm.
She's fun to look at, but yeah, this conversation's going nowhere.
Yeah, that's what happens, man. You know, they talk about that pretty privilege, you know, and you kind of just start getting used to being treated a certain way, and then you kind of start treating people a certain way just because they're...
Wait, you just met me and you're snapping at the waiter?
Right. Right.
You know, and then you correct me? Yeah. Okay. This is over before it started. Too bad. You're really pretty. But good luck to the dude that married you. Scott and everybody, hang on. 404-726-0929. Talking a little bit about hope tonight. Hope is not wishful thinking. I keep trying to stress you that. Wishful thinking is buying a lottery ticket. Hope, the definition of hope, is the expectation of a positive outcome. Okay? The doctor says we got hope. That's good news. It means we have an expectation of a positive outcome. That's good news. Hope is good. It's not pie in the sky wishful thinking. And I've got hope for the Falcons. I've got hope for the Hawks. And I'm starting to get hope for the Braves. Are you? On Sports Radio 92 on the game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Love to talk to you if you want to be part of the program here, 404-726-0929. If I'm guilty of a couple of things, one of the things I'm guilty of, to quote the Osborne Brothers, is a damn good time. And I'm also guilty of probably a little bit too hopeful at times. But I guess it's just, again, in my nature, I'm a fairly optimistic person. Which, by the way, is a pretty good way, boys and girls, to live life. Being an optimistic person is a good way to live life. And so I've seen people I've known who were not optimistic about life. And you know, I tend to think that, you know, good things are always going to happen. You know, have faith, you know, trust in yourself, you know, lean on your friends and your family. And, you know, if you're involved in a church or you're a community group or whatever, you know, find something that you can lean on and be optimistic in your life, because you get one crack at this thing. I'm not trying to get philosophical. I'm just saying you do. And since you've got one, and boy, by the way, I can speak to this at Dom at age 65, because when I was your age, I mean, you've got your whole life ahead of you. You cannot believe how fast it goes. I mean, it's just like,
man, good. I feel some of that already. Like I sit back some days and I'm just like, man, like I was talking to Data the other day and I was like, boy, we're like halfway through the year already.
I mean, boom. I mean, it's like, just, you know, suddenly things that happened 40 years ago, like the last time the Mets won the World Series, are vivid. You know, like, yeah, the Mets, Bill Buckner went under there, and then Nancy Lopez Melton. Nancy Lopez was a big star golfer, and she was married to a TV anchor in Cincinnati named Tim Melton, where she got the Melton from. And then she, and was, you know, so it was, you know, and, you know, I scored the game for the Mets. And 40 years ago, I'm just reporting that. I'm sitting in the newsroom at CNN with my, yeah, I was. Go quick, guys. I mean, radio station in October, it could be 13 years. And I did my yesterday. I saw this radio station water. And I'm like, what? I mean, like Z93. Yeah, we're WDC. I went, you mean like the rock? I went, okay, I would never. DFM, all right. I'm going to turn it into a sports show. I'm going to be doing it. Yeah, like thing. here you go. Next thought is talking about tonight.
Yeah, so Didier Fuentes, he's starting tonight. A lot of debate whether we should call him up. Not that he's not talented and so on, but look, he's just turned 20. And look, we've been aggressive. You guys have seen it the years I've been here, and it's not that I want it to be that way, but I'm glad that we're in a position to win and we have a sense of urgency. If we were, you know, felt we had no chance to win and so on, we'd let all these guys stay down there. Grissom, Strider, Harris, Soroka, Fuentes, Smith-Schauber. But if we think you give us the best chance to win, we're going to pull, you know, we're definitely going to make the call. So he's got a, you know, he sits 95, will touch a 7 and an 8. The fastball's outstanding. I don't want to say it's like Strider's, but the same way Strider's fastball's got, we call it hop or ride, or basically you can really get swing and miss up in the zone. He has that. He's got great extension. He's not tall, but the ball will get on you just with his extension. So it's a really good fastball. It plays. He throws it a lot. And he's got good power to it. I've seen him twice now. I love having our affiliates so close to us. You know, Columbus is a new affiliate. If anyone hasn't been, awesome environment. It's an hour 45 away. And if you like Canadian coffee, they have a Tim Hortons there. So really, really close. I give them a plug. Right. But I saw him there. I was impressed with him. And his last start before he had a blister, struck out 9 guys in 4 innings. He started really working on a curveball. And we thought that unlocked some things. And I told our farm director, I said, you know what, you know, he's coming back and we knew we might need a start. And I said, if he comes back to double A and he throws well, I don't know that it's real. And I don't know that, you know, I'm going to buy it, but I'm probably still going to be willing to make the move to call him up. I'd rather have him have that next start in Gwinnett. If he gets killed, it'll definitely have us pump the brakes. But if he throws well, that'll make me feel better about calling him up. So he went up there. I went to see him in Gwinnett, which is another great place to be, 45 minutes away. And, you know, he threw great. And he's our best option right now. He's not a finished product. He could still use more time. But the secondary stuff is good. It's inconsistent. He's got a curveball, a slider, and a split. The fastball is plus right now. He will hit on the curveball, the slider, and the split, especially the curveball. But it's going to be hit and miss. But I think he gives us a chance to win.
Well, let's see what he does. Now, he gave up a run in the second inning on a double and a single. But he's into inning number 3. So far, his offense hasn't helped because the Braves don't have a hit. How about the Braves offense picks up this young 19 on Monday, and he's pitching in the major leagues. Rome, Columbus, Gwinnett, Braves show in the space of 70 games. I mean, this could be, who knows, it could be a great story. And so let's hope it is. Get a little help from his offense.
Hey, John.
That would be a good thing.
What's the most impressive thing you did when you were 19 or 20?
Well, I got a job at CNN.
Oh, that's actually very high up there, I would say. compared to me, I was going to say, I'm watching you go over at CNN. I'm watching Fuentes out here making his major league debut. I'm like, man, in 1920, I was just kind of there.
Yeah, I actually started at CNN the day when I was, I always like to say I was a teenager, because I was. I was 19. First day CNN went on the air, and I started day one, June 1st, 1980. I turned 20 the very next day on June 2nd, 1980, but I was employed at 19. And then they decided in the Reese Schoenfeld, the president of the network, a year later to make me an anchor. Why, I don't know. But he said, I'm going to make you an anchor. I went, I've never been on TV before. I don't care. I think you're going to be good. Went, all right. Okay. So he had a lot of faith in me, like Alex Anthopoulos has in Didi Fuentes. And so, yeah, it must have worked. I've been doing it for 46 years. So and he must have seen something that, you know,
yeah,
I don't know what.
Something there.
Yeah, a little bit. So, yeah, I happen to be incredibly, incredibly fortunate in my professional career, because I never intended to get into this business. And so I was going to be a lawyer. That's what I wanted to be an attorney. And so I never intended to get into this business, but my family didn't have a whole lot of money. That's a nice way of putting it. So I joined was going to join the military, and then use that to go to, you know, officer candidate school and to JAG school and law school and all that kind of stuff, and be my college. But it's been great. I happen to be right in the right time. It's just damn left by Turner seems. I'm a Turner Law 24-hour television. They were hiring people for $6 an hour. So I made when I started at $6 an hour. Yeah, so. But do take advantage of the good fortune in your life and, you know, trust that it's going to happen here. So as sports fans, it's been quite a ride as an Atlanta fan, now 52 years into my Atlanta fandom. I mean, I have 3 titles to show for it. But, you know, there have been more lows than highs, but some of the highs have been pretty good, and one of the lows was really low. Yeah, to be part of that, and, you know, I mean, think about over the last 52 years, these are superstars that have come through that you've seen, and you know, we had the Olympics, and we've had Super Bowls that were played with on us here, and MLS title games. We've got the baseball All-Star game coming back again. We've had World Series and MLS Cups, and Messi's playing here, and all that. We're going to have the World Cup here. So it's really been kind of cool. So, I mean, I've loved every minute of it. It's been really neat to be part of that in a lot of ways, and to have covered that and to have seen as much as I've seen here. And, you know, and you learn things, you know, like the Cowboys-Bills Super Bowl, where the Cowboys just smoked them right at the Georgia Dome in 94. And the game ends, and we go down to do the post game, and we're standing in front of the Cowboys' locker, and there's 2 podiums. And one says Jimmy Johnson, and the other says Jerry Jones. And they're side by side. And Jerry walks out first, and he looks at him, and he sees the two. I swear to God, this is a true story. And Jerry points to a couple of guys. They come over. They pick up Jerry's podium, and they move it towards us in front of Jimmy's. It was like, dude, really? Oh, wow. One JJ in front of the other JJ. He was like, yeah, move that up about 2 feet. Okay. All right. That's Jerry Jones. Yeah, he wasn't about to take a step back. Not for nobody. Not for even the coach that won. You know, how many coaches have won both a national title and a Super Bowl? Not many. 3 or 4 maybe, Dom?
Yeah, I was trying to think off the top of my head. What, Pete Carroll, did he win?
Yes.
Yeah, so he's one of them. Yeah, Pete. Who else?
Well, Jimmy Johnson.
Jimmy Johnson, yeah.
Yeah, Barry Switzer.
Okay, Barry.
Because he took over for Jerry and won a Super Bowl with the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be like one more that I'm missing. I know there's one more I'm missing, and you're going to tell me, and I'm going to go, oh, yeah. There's like one more, isn't there? Jim Harbaugh? Jim Harbaugh.
Oh, yeah. There it is.
Right?
Well,
he lost to John.
He didn't win as a coach, though. Yeah, I was going to say he lost that Super Bowl to his brother.
Yeah. Okay. So, no, I guess not Jim Harbaugh.
No, okay, so it's only 3. It's only 3. It's Jimmy Johnson, Barry Switzer, and Pete Carroll.
Just 3?
Okay. Yep.
Feels like I'm missing somebody. Somebody's going to go, you're missing somebody. That would be, see, whenever you have stuff like that, that's Abe Gordon's world, okay? Abe is, he is Mr. Trivia. He got it on lock. He's the guy that would say, he would say to me, and then he'd like roll his eyes like I should have known. I'm like, dude, I just, like there are certain things in sports that I just suck at, okay? One of them is uniform numbers, you know? What number was John Smoltz? Oh, hell, I don't know. You don't know. No, I don't pay attention to uniform numbers. I mean, there's some that are pretty obvious, you know. I mean, Mike Vick is, you know, I mean, Steve Barkowski. I mean, if you're the quarterback, I usually probably know your uniform number. But that's about it. You ask me what uniform number, you know. I mean, I know Dominique's because I had Dominique jerseys. But, you know, if you ask me what uniform number Steve Webb was, like, I don't know. Beats all to me. You know, just attention. And some people, they, he was number 12. He was number 13. He was number 17. He was number 8. I mean, I'll roll with that. You know, I just try to keep up with the uniform numbers of the guys we have now. Okay. Everybody's doing the whole work 9-to-5 thing, and they're singing that stupid song, and, you know, Dolly Parton and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, 9-to-5. You know what I mean? Okay. I got, everybody got that, right? Especially if it turns into a combination. So I do have a lot of hope. I do have a lot of hope. I actually have hope for the Hawks. Now, I don't know what the, you know, what can the next couple of days bring for the Atlanta Hawks. That's another story. Do we know? The answer is no. Do I think it's going to happen at this point? Probably not. I think the team is probably content, with, which is why it's so befuddling to me. Because I thought he did a pretty good job in kind of building this team out here, and if they're not going to change it, unless Landry Fields was wanting to change it for some reason, but if they're not going to change it, then why were you making front office changes? Well, because they weren't successful. Wait, a general manager can only give the head coach, that's Quinn Snyder's job. That's not Landry Fields' job. We'll give you the pieces. You got to play them, you know? And it's like firing the golf coach when the golfer's not playing well. Dude, you're firing the pit boss when the driver's having struggles out on the track. Dude, you got to drive. I mean, so I mean, the whole thing was just, I know Travis Schlenk, I get that. I understand why Travis, that was totally just two, they did not see eye to eye, okay? I got that one. The Landry Fields one just always left me a little, but that's okay. I mean, let's just hope that everything works out with this new Dinwiddie, Graham, and Soleil thing. Let's hope that all works out, because I want it to. I have hope for the Hawks. Do you have hope for the Hawks? Do you have hope for the Braves? Do you have hope for the Falcons? 404-726-0929 on 92.9 The Game tonight.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.